Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Welcome aboard. You know, I've been talking about marketplace, I should say operating fundamentals. Well, I am talking about marketplace fundamentals today, but the whole series that I've been doing now for several weeks, and I will continue to do at least a couple of times a week, me doing a little monologue like I am with you right now, on these fundamentals. These are very important things, folks, for you to pay attention to in your small business. And as much as I can, I'm talking about these fundamentals, most of which have been fundamentals for a long time. But I'm trying to make sure that I present them to you in a 21st century way. Because the 21st century reality is that businesses are failing at an increased rate of 20%. And as you've heard me say before, the SBA says, Chad Moutre over at the Office of Advocacy reports that businesses are now failing not 50% in 5 years, but 50% in 4 years. Folks, that's a 20% increase in failures. That's an acceleration of 20%. And that's just takes my breath away, and it breaks my heart. It makes me want to cry. When I think about I know what that looks like when a business fails. Believe me, I know what that looks like. I know the pain and the anguish. I know the loss, the sense of failure, the sense of humiliation, the sense it's powerful. It's horribly powerful when a business fails, and I know that. I feel it. When I hear those statistics, it makes me want to cry. And so it makes me also want to work harder to try to help you have the maximum opportunity to not be in the business obituaries. And so that's the reason I do what I do, and it's the reason I'm talking to you now about these marketplace fundamentals. And as you know, earlier in the week, I talked about how the customer's life is beautifully simple. It's all about them. I mean, they don't mean to be rude, but they don't care about you. In the role as a customer, they're not supposed to care about you. They're only supposed to care about them. And you're only supposed to care about them. And the way you get into your role, the main thing, the way that you assume your role in that little kabuki dance is that you recognize that. You recognize that it's all about them. That there's nothing personal, it just is, and you do your part. And here's how you do your part. You recognize that human beings are exactly like other animals in these ways. We need food and air, we need shelter, we need to survive, we need to procreate. We're just like other mammals and animals in that way, human beings are. But here's where we're different. We're different in that we're self-aware. We're self-aware, and other animals are not self-aware. That's, if you see how they behave, they're not self-aware. And heard anyone else talk about this, but this is so important. Human beings, like animals, need things like air, shelter, etc. But where we're different, because we're self-aware, is we beyond what we need, we want things. Think about that. When an animal needs to eat, that animal is only eating because they need fuel. The type of food that they eat is immaterial to them, as long as it's food that they can get something from. They need nourishment. You and I need nourishment, but we want to dine. Why is that? Why do we spend too much for a meal when all we need is food? We could get that with bologna and pork and beans, but instead we pay $25 for a steak. Why would we do that? Because we want it. We need clothing. We need to cover our bodies and protect ourselves from the elements. So why would a man spend $500 on a suit? Why would a woman spend $200 for a pair of shoes? I know I'm meddling, ladies. Just bear with me for a little bit here. Why would we do that? We don't need those things. We want those things. We need the basic thing that we're buying, but we want something more. And somewhere between a little bit more and everything is where you'll make your living, is where you'll find your success in the 21st century. When look around the marketplace at the people that you believe are your competitors. Many of them are big box companies, Walmart and the big companies like that. And you think of them as your competitors, and maybe you're even mad at Walmart for coming in, or you're mad at a big box company. You're frightened. You feel threatened because you've got this big box company coming in there. Well, let me tell you something, folks. If you let a big box company take your business away, they didn't do it. You let it happen because you weren't capable of, now I'm not saying you're not going to have to make some adjustments. I'm not saying that because that's always the case. But folks, that's always been the case. There's nothing new about that. That's been going on for a long time. But when you look around the marketplace at your competitors, what are they giving the customers that they do business with them? They're probably giving them a good price. They may be giving them an array of colors or options that's pretty formidable. But what are they not giving? But those things that I just said are commodities. They're selling to people who just want the stuff. They're basically getting what they need, the basics, the commodities. They're only getting what they need. Those companies really can't give their customers what they want, which is somewhere between a little bit more and everything. And that's where you come in, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Bill Haley in the comments to take us out. See you later, alligator. Welcome back. It's 23 after. That's Little Anthony and the Imperials, in case you were wondering. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm Jim Blassingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, as you know. Don't forget to check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, my blog. And I don't know what's going on with the blog, but you guys have just taken my blog and run away with it or something. Thank you very much for using it. I like it when you do. It makes me happy because I know that you're getting something out of it, and that's what we're here for. And as you know, no barrier to entry. Whatever I have, ladies and gentlemen, you can have for free. The only thing we ask you to pay for are the books. Everything else, and of course you know we have to pay for those ourselves, everything else is free, and that's our goal here is to make information and resources and content and perspectives and just a better way to be more successful with your business and to make that available to you for free. That's our goal. It has been since day one, since 97, in our 10th year now. I'm talking about the difference between human beings and animals. We want things. Animals need things. We need things too, but more beyond what we need, we want them. And folks, if you can get that into your head, if you can develop that into your business model, if you can make that part of the way you do business, where you're focusing, if you're a small business owner and you're focusing on what your customers want and not what they need, that's how you're going to be successful. Because see, many small business owners don't have, they don't so much have a volume problem. It's not so much a sales problem, although that's part of it. But if they have, they're having challenges, part of their problem is they can't get their profit margins up. And they think it's because they're in a price war. They think it's because Walmart sells something for $1.50 and they better sell it for $1.50. Well, let me tell you something, folks. The price war is over and we lost. The price war is over and small business lost. Let's say that all together. Please, with me, say it with me. The price war is over and we lost. Please, let's do it again. I'm serious, folks. The price war is over and we lost. If you can make sure you say that to yourself and you believe that, that will be a connection, a mental connection to yourself that will, you'll be amazed at how much that will change the way you do your business. If you feel you've got to get into a price war with a big box, then you've already lost. That's over. It's over. And so how do you do that? How do you not get into a price war? Well, the main thing you do is you got to understand that people want things beyond what they need, and that big boxes give people what they need. And so what they want is a little bit more than what they need, or it's between a little bit more and everything. And the closer you get to everything, the more you can charge people for that, because it's customized, because it's tailored for them, because you've gone to a lot of extra effort. Even though you may be selling the same commodity that the big boxes sell, you're delivering it, or you're putting it, you're wrapping it up, or you're doing it in a way that saves them time. You're doing something that's what they want, what your customers want. They need to have their dry cleaning done, but they want it delivered. They want to not have to take a lot of time. They need to get tires, but they don't want. They want to not waste a lot of time doing it. They need to eat, but they want to go somewhere where they can get their favorite table and the waiter will remember them and know what they want. We all have that, don't we? Folks, anywhere between a little bit more and everything is where you'll make your living, where you'll be successful in the future. And what you've got to do is you've got to understand that first. And then you have to figure out a way to charge for that extra effort. You've got to figure out a way when they want a little bit more to everything that you're charging them for that. And so you're saying, well, who's going to do that? Well, guess what? Some people will. And here's the good news. Nobody is better at giving people what they want, a little bit more to everything, than you are. Big businesses aren't good at that. That's just not what they do. But you do that. And that's the reason why people do business with small business. It's even though they know they're going to, think about it, even though they know they're going to pay a little bit more, they expect to pay a little bit more in a small business, they're going in there because there's something, maybe it's convenience, maybe it's just simplicity, whatever it may be, whatever reason they've come to your small business, they expect to pay a little bit more, and you need to charge them for it and give them a little bit extra service. And give them that little bit more, from a little bit more to everything, to everything. And folks, your profit margin, when you get this into your head and you build this into your model and you train your people to understand this, your profit margin will go up. And as I said, this is not for everybody. This doesn't work for everybody because everybody doesn't want what you have. But they want to do business with a big box company. Some people do. You only want to try to do business with the people who want what you sell. There are plenty of them out there. You just have to make sure you focus your marketing effort on those people, the people who are willing to pay to get a little bit more or to get everything. And here's the biggie, folks, the people who are willing to pay for you to save them time. More and more, our customers and prospects are valuing their time more than their money. And those facts, folks, those perspectives I just gave you, is where you'll find your success in the 21st century. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back with June Reed. She's in Baghdad. Stay with us.
Inspect. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.